You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday, June 26th.
It's a rainy Tuesday.
It's a very rainy Tuesday.
More like a thundery Tuesday.
Have you recovered from your celebration of the anniversary of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession?
That is an ongoing thing.
Every day.
Every day. I celebrate with my coffee.
Your coffee and your Book of Concord.
Yeah.
Reading the Augsburg Confession. Speaking of the Augsburg Confession, our friends at Concord Matters continue on. Pastor Scheer continues with the apology this afternoon, the apology of the Augsburg Confession.
It is Tuesday.
And an apology does not mean like saying, sorry, not
no.
sorry.
sorry. Sorry, I wrote this. No, it's not that.
not that kind of apology. It's not. You got to listen to find out what it's all about.
Yeah.
So more study of the Lutheran Confessions.
They may be moving. Well, I think
moving
last week
soon.
They moved into a new section, I think.
Very good.
If I remember correctly.
Well, you have to tune in at 2 p.m. or check the podcast for that, the archives on the KFUO website.
Absolutely. Or iTunes.
Or
anywhere
that's
you get your podcasts, really.
You're so smart.
I know. Well,
you're the one who puts them there.
I'm the one that does them.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu or on our website, kfuo.org, in the underwriter section. We mentioned yesterday presentation of the Augsburg Confession, the anniversary of that. Today, a couple of things to celebrate and to look forward to. celebrating National DCE Day. I know it's your favorite holiday.
It's totally my favorite holiday because I'm not a DCE.
in about 15 minutes or so, 12 minutes coming up, we're going to talk about that. Before that, though, an interesting learning opportunity right here in St. Louis about the royal priesthood. The Reverend Dr. Mark Thompson, Associate Professor of Practical Theology and Director of the Specific Ministry Program at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, joining us by phone this morning. Dr. Thompson, thanks for being our guest this morning.
It's great to be with you, Andy and Sarah.
You are a busy man with the specific ministry program and teaching classes on campus as well for in practical theology, and also offering an opportunity for everyone coming up in August. Tell
Absolutely.
Us about this class that you're teaching as part of the Lay Bible Institute.
Sure. Well, thank you, first of all, for inviting me to come on. I love being on KFUO with you guys. This summer, on August the 4th, we will have another installment of Concordia Seminary's Summer Lay Bible Institute. And this year, we're going to focus appropriately on the work of laity. It's entitled, You Are a Royal Priesthood. God Calls All Christians to Serve. So that's going to be that's the theme, and if you'd like, I can tell you a little bit more about it.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so in Scripture, it says that all baptized Christians are part of the priesthood of all believers, and that is one of our core identities as Christians, is being members of the royal priesthood. And as members of the royal priesthood, we are, of course, made holy by Christ, sanctified. That's what priests are. They're set apart and sanctified as God's people and to serve God. And so we're going to examine what the Scriptures have to say about that important identity as the Scriptures describe us, and then specific ways that we can serve as members of the royal priesthood.
Is this something that that is either not very well known or maybe on social media in groups is argued over or not? I mean,
social media
and
arguing.
Nobody argues on Facebook right now.
Can you imagine that, arguing over social media?
Yeah, no way. But is it something that people have very varied opinions on and maybe don't really understand what that actually means?
Well, you know, in some circles, I'm sure that is the case, especially because people can get confused when you start talking about everyone that's a Christian being a priest. And a lot of times in our culture, you know, they associate that with denominations that define their clergy as priests, like Roman Catholics or Eastern Orthodox. But, you know, amongst Protestants, since the time of Luther, and, you know, we just got done with the 500th anniversary celebration of his posting the 95 Theses, he really is credited for championing this very pervasive biblical doctrine and bringing it back to the church. And Lutherans have always embraced it since that time, and so have other Protestants.
You mentioned the word identity earlier. Mm-hmm. What is the relationship between vocation like this and our identity?
That's a great question, Andy. So our vocation is what God calls us. The word vocation comes from a Latin word, vocatio, means calling. How God calls us to serve. And so our identity and what we are called to do are generally closely associated. We're also, one of our identities is children of God, and children trust and entrust their lives to their Heavenly Father. But our vocation as priests not only talk about our identity associated with God, but out of that, what we do for God, what He calls us to do. And priests are called to be intercessory people, to pray for others to God, to proclaim God's work to others as one who speaks for God in the world. And part of our vocation is to offer our lives as living sacrifices, as St. Paul says, to our God.
So is in this vocation, is it only things that are maybe in the realm of church work, or is this service to others, making a meal for somebody or something along those lines?
That's a good point, Sarah, because you're right. It talks about, when we look at the priesthood of believers, it talks about all sorts of things we do as God's people for others. We do it to give glory to God, but we do it to serve others. And that can be in the realm of church life, but it's also in the realm of family life, or just as being a neighbor to somebody in service in our community. So we'll be exploring some of those things in the Lay Bible Institute.
Who might want to attend this Lay Bible Institute class?
Okay. Thank you for that question, because we want to point out that it's for pastors, yes, but especially for lay people. It's for pastors because I'm going to be sharing ways that pastors can help equip lay people as members of the priesthood of all the baptized, and how they can equip them and support them and encourage them in a way that complements what they do as pastors. But it'll especially target lay people, and we'll be doing some hands-on learning activities that will help them experience different ways that they can serve others in their daily life, in their vocation as members of the royal priesthood.
So you mentioned hands-on activities. What can somebody expect to come away with after attending this Bible Institute?
Okay, let me take two things that we're really going to focus on, and both involve prayer. Now, I'll be talking about a spectrum of ways that people can serve as members of the royal priesthood, but I really want to focus in on the life of prayer. And one is how lay people can be intercessors for others in their congregation, and how we can organize in congregations in a way that supports the service of the royal priesthood in this way. And that would be through small group intercessory prayer. And so we're going to use some approaches that I was a pastor for 28 years before coming to the seminary. I now teach this to seminary students, but we practiced it in the parishes where I served, and how we can pray for one another. One another is a key phrase in many of Paul's epistles, as he calls members of the royal priesthood, the laity, the church, to serve one another, and one of those ways is prayer. And so that's one of the ways that we will be learning that practice. And the other is for how we conduct life in the home, and how the royal priesthood, which is the family, gathers around the Word of God, and how to build that family up in the practice of daily devotions and daily prayer. and how that spills over to what we do in our vocations, whether we're children going to school or we're adults who maybe are retired and volunteer now in something in the community, or a mom and dad who are in the workforce, and how they go and offer their life in service to God in that vocation.
Can you give us the who, what, when, where? Well, we got the who, but the okay. More of the details about where this class will be in registration, those types of details.
Absolutely. So we will be at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Missouri, and that will be held. That's the where. We're in C Call, and you can find out specific information from the Concordia Seminary website, which I'll give you in a moment. But that will be at Concordia Seminary on August the 4th. And that's a Saturday. We will meet from 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll conclude at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Lunch will be provided, and there will be a cost of $20 per registrant for the whole day's events, and that will take place then, as I said, August 4th at Concordia Seminary. And you can find out the information in detail on that, as well as register, at our website. And I'll give you the website. That is CSL, for Concordia St. Louis, CSL.edu for education. And there'll be tabs across the top. It's the resources tab, because this is a resource we're providing to the church. And under that, you'll see, as you click on that, continuing education, and it'll list the Lay Bible Institute. You click on that, and it'll give you all the information you need about it and how to register.
Since this is about the royal priesthood, will you be rolling out the red carpet for all the guests that day as well?
You know, we probably should do something along those lines. Maybe I'll consult with you, Andy, on some good suggestions.
The Reverend Dr. Mark Thompson, Associate Professor of Practical Theology, Director of the Specific Ministry Program at Concordia Seminary, and also instructor for the Royal Priesthood, God Calls All Christians to Serve, Lay Bible Institute, coming up August 4th. Thanks for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for asking.
National DCE Day up next on the Coffee Hour.